Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 18. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
E io sono Eva.
E io sono Mark e siamo molto contenti di essere qua. We're delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian for you. We hope you enjoyed last week's episode, or indeed the last episode. And we are continuing the same topic today because we're still talking about things that happened in the past. However, things are changing a little bit today, but all will be revealed. Francesca. Come stai?
Sì, sto bene. Sono un po' stanca, ma...
Come mai sei stanca?
Sono appena tornata dall'Italia.
Ah, cosa hai fatto in Italia?
Sono andata a casa per veramente pochissime ore.
Pochissime ore?
Sì,
non giorni?
Sì, no, nemmeno due giorni forse.
Wow, ok. E hai fatto qualcosa di speciale?
Sì, sono stata a casa per festeggiare il compleanno di mia zia.
Ah, ok. Ayla, are you following this?
Partly.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you work out where Francesca has been, first of all?
She's been in Italy for the weekend.
Did you get how long she's been there for? Can you say that again, Francesca?
Sì, per qualche ora.
Per qualche ora. Do you remember what un'ora is in Italian?
1 hour.
1 hour. So what would qualche ora be?
Is that just like saying a few hours?
Sì.
Sì, per questo mi vedete così stanca oggi.
Okay, did you pick up what Francesca was doing in Italy? She mentioned un compleanno.
A birthday?
Sì. And did you work out whose birthday it was?
Her auntie's?
Sì.
Sì, il compleanno di mia zia.
E tutto è andato bene?
Sì, tutto è andato benissimo. È stata una bella festa. Ho rivisto un sacco di persone.
E hai mangiato un po'?
Un po'. Mangiato, bevuto, di tutto.
Perfetto. Ok. So today we're going to be taking some of these perfect tenses a little further. And in fact, Francesca's used a couple of them there. She said, sono tornata, sono andata. And I said, è andato tutto bene. And these are slightly different verbs in the perfect tense, but we'll talk more about these in a presentation section. We'll be back very soon with Ayla for some practice of all of this. But for now...
Mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Allora, Francesca, ci hai detto che hai passato un po' di tempo in Italia, non è vero?
Sì, come ho detto nell'introduzione prima, sono un pochino stanca perché sono appena tornata da una vacanzina in Italia.
Mi piace, una vacanzina.
Una vacanzina, sì, solo una toccata e fuga. E sono andata a casa qualche giorno per festeggiare il compleanno di mia zia. E il problema è che sono partita per Milano venerdì sera molto tardi. E sono arrivata a Glasgow questa mattina prestissimo. E poi appena sono scesa dall'aereo sono andata al bar e ho preso un caffè doppio. E poi sono venuta direttamente qui in studio e spero di non avere la voce troppo assonnata.
Tranquilla.
Comunque è stato un fine settimana bellissimo. Sono tornata stanca ma felice.
Well, at least I'm glad that you enjoyed your weekend, even if you are un po' stanca
sì,
adesso.
Distrutta.
Distrutta. Okay, now in that description there of your weekend, you've actually used quite a number of essere verbs, these verbs that we're looking at in this lesson. And essere verbs aren't too complicated, they just work a little differently from sì. our avere verbs. Particularly in the perfect tense and other tenses that are what we call compound tenses mm-hmm. when we're using an auxiliary verb and a past participle. So far we've looked at avere, or at least verbs which conjugate with avere in the perfect tense. Let's now take a closer look at some of the things that you said in this description of your weekend using essere verbs, verbs which conjugate with essere.
Mm-hmm. Sì, ho detto, ad esempio, sono tornata.
So the past participle there, the tornato part, interestingly, you're saying sono tornata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's think about this. If you said I spoke, you would say ho parlato.
Sì.
So we take parlare, convert the past participle to parlato, and then add the part of avere in front. Esatto. O parlato. But you're saying sono tornata.
Sì.
So we're taking our past participle, tornato. It's a regular past participle from the verb tornare. But you're changing it to an A ending. You're putting an A on the end because you're female.
Sì.
And you're combining it with a part of your auxiliary verb. But this case, it's not o, but sono.
Sono, sì.
So you're taking essere and seeing the I form of essere in the present tense, sono. And then combining that with the past participle, but changing the past participle to agree. Agree with you being female.
Esatto, perfetto.
A little bit complicated there. But it's straightforward. So let's look at some other examples.
Sì, I also said sono andata.
Very, very common here.
Sì.
Andare, to go. Sono andata, Francesca said. I would say sono andato.
Sì.
I went, or I have gone. Other examples?
Let me think. Sì, sono partita.
From the verb partire. Normally, it would be partito in the, if we were following those rules, the ire ending becoming ito. But it also changes. Sono partita for Francesca. Sono partito for me.
Mm-hmm. Sì. And I also said sono arrivata. Sono arrivata questa mattina.
So I arrived. I arrived from arrivare, another essere verb, and we're changing that ending, arrivato, into arrivata for Francesca, and again using sono. If I wanted to say Francesca arrived, I would say Francesca è arrivata.
Perfetto.
Compare that to Francesca ha parlato. A from avere, è from essere. So arrivare also uses essere. Francesca, can you give us a summary of the rule here?
Okay, so there are no clear-cut rules, I'm afraid. But we can say that most transitive verbs take avere, as we already mentioned.
Okay, let's just hold it there. Transitive verbs, rather a kind of grammatical concept for coffee break, I think.
Oops.
Tell us a little more about transitive verbs.
Well, to keep things simple, we can say that transitive verbs are verbs which have an object and basically answer the question what or whom.
Let's take an example then of a transitive verb. Let's take...
Mangiare.
Okay, so I would say, what did you eat?
Ho mangiato la pasta.
So the transitive verb there is being followed by the object being the pasta.
Esatto.
That Francesca ate. Or perhaps another one.
Incontrare.
Exactly. So whom did you meet?
Ho incontrato Matteo.
So Matteo being the object of that verb. So transitive verbs tend to, well, the transitive verbs all have an object.
Sì.
And they tend to take avere.
Sì.
Okay, so that's a first of all, our first part of the rule, if you like.
Esatto, sì. Let's talk about essere now. And we can say that a number of intransitive verbs, but not all of them, take essere. But not all of them, because, for example, dormire is an intransitive verb, but it still takes avere or dormito.
So would it be right then to say that essere is used when there is motion involved?
Sì, sì, esatto.
But if we simplify this and say that we use essere for verbs of motion, that's not right, because there are some verbs of motion that you don't use essere for.
Yeah, it doesn't work all the time. So like camminare.
Yeah.
It takes avere.
Okay.
You can't say sono camminato.
Okay.
O camminato, although it's clearly... Movement,
yeah. What I think probably the best thing to do for our listeners would be to focus on the really common ones, and we've mentioned some of them already. So to go.
Andare.
To come.
Venire.
To leave.
Partire.
To arrive.
Arrivare.
To enter.
Entrare.
To go out.
Uscire.
To return.
E tornare.
But there are also some other verbs which use essere, which are a little bit different, because these would be perhaps verbs of change of state, if we're changing a state.
Sì.
So can you explain a little more about that?
Ad esempio, diventare.
To become.
To become.
Yeah.
There is a clear change. You are something. And
then you become something else.
Okay.
So you would say, sono diventato.
Sì. Nonno.
Oh, right. Okay. There's something psychological in there. between Rico and Nonno. I don't think they work together.
No.
But you could use diventare in both cases.
Sì, esatto.
I became rich or I became a grandfather. Okay, what are some other verbs?
Invecchiare, talking of nonno.
Yes, to get old, invecchiare. I became old, sono invecchiato.
Sì.
Okay, and two other very common verbs when we're talking about change of state would
sì.
be...
Nascere e morire.
So to be born or to die, where obviously there is a change of state. And we mentioned those irregular past participles in
sì.
our last lesson.
Nato e morto.
Okay, tricky ones those because they're quite different, particularly nato from nascere. Nato, sono nato, or il bambino è nato,
mm-hmm.
The baby was born. And it's also tricky because in English we say was born.
Sì.
But in Italian we use è nato, almost like saying is born.
Sì, it can be a bit confusing.
A little bit confusing. Okay, now there's one other thing that we need to talk about, the whole essere verbs thing, and that's the fact that we've got this agreement. Okay, we've got an agreement that we have to think about. And what we mean there is that the ending of the past participle changes depending on the subject of the verb. You heard Francesca saying, sono andata.
Sì.
But I would say, sono andato.
Esatto.
And there are also changes for plurals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure our listeners can probably guess these.
Sì.
Let's take some examples here.
Sì, ad esempio, if you want to say Marco and Giulio went to Rome,
okay,
then it's sono andati, masculine plural.
And that's the letter I for the masculine plural, sono andati.
Which is also for mixed groups,
of
as
course.
We call them.
Yeah, mixed groups of males and females, sono andati. What about when it's two females? For example, if it were, non lo so, Emma e Giulia.
Emma e Giulia sono andate.
Yeah, so these are patterns that we are very familiar with for the agreement of adjectives.
Sì.
And these past participles work in the same way, but only with essere verbs.
Sì, sì, sì.
So you only ever agree that past participle when you're using an essere verb.
And before we finish, Mark, there is another verb we need to mention here.
I think I know where you're going with this one.
Essere.
Essere, to be or not to be.
Oh, essere non essere.
That is always the question. But essere, in this case, yes, we do actually use essere.
With essere.
With essere. So essere is itself an essere verb. So how would you say I have been?
Io sono stato or stata.
Okay, so I have been, and it's tricky that because we're thinking in English, I have been, but we're thinking about I am been in Italian. It's a little bit complicated. Also, it's worth saying if you are a French learner or if you're a French native speaker, then this is a difference from French because in French, être doesn't take être. But in Italian, essere takes essere,
essere
in the perfect tense.
Yes.
A little bit tricky. We're going to be practicing all of this further with Ayla. So let's break now and we'll be back in just a moment for more practice of this content.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Okay, welcome back. Bentornati. We are going to continue on talking about our perfect tense here with essere verbs. But one thing to mention is that there is a caffè culturale coming up. We can look forward to another caffè culturale from Francesca before the end of this lesson. However, for now, let's return to the perfect tense with essere and ask Ayla the question using a lovely essere verb. È andato bene?
Sì, I think so.
Penso di sì.
Yeah, so I think so would be penso di sì. Literally, penso, I think of yes.
Penso di sì.
So I'll repeat the question. È andato bene?
Penso di sì.
Brava.
Okay. Now, so you saw what I did there. È andato bene. did it go well from the verb andare using essere in the perfect tense. So let's think, first of all, how we use these verbs. We're going to begin by looking at essere and the conjugation of essere, and then we'll talk a little bit about when we use essere verbs. So, Ayla, can you run through, please, the conjugation of essere in the present tense, which we use to form the perfect tense of these verbs?
Sono, sei, e.
E?
Siamo, siete, sono.
Brava, brava. Okay. So, when do we use essere and not avere? Francesca, can you remind us the rule?
Okay. As we said, unfortunately, there are not clear-cut rules all the time. But at this stage, I think it's good to know that we use essere for verbs, as we call them, of motion, verbs of coming and going, entering and leaving a place. They normally come in pairs, which is good to memorize them.
Exactly. It's useful to remember them in pairs. So, for example, to go.
Andare.
And to come.
Venire.
So, Ayla, how would you say, I went, using andare in the perfect tense?
Sono andato.
Okay, but remember you want the feminine for yourself, Ayla?
Yes. So it would be sono andata.
Bravissima, sono andata. Agreement, sono andata.
So how would you say we went if you were talking about yourself and your sister?
Siamo andate.
Brava, siamo andate. So the past participle agrees with whoever it is that was doing the going or the coming or the entering or the coming out and so okay. on. So, sono andato, I went for a meal. Francesca, how would you say I went if you're a female?
Sono andata.
Okay, and then we went, if it's a group of males or a mixed group, would be siamo andati. And then for a group of females?
Siamo andate.
Okay, so it's really straightforward. It's a very, very regular pattern that we've seen lots and lots with adjectives also. Okay, let's do a little more practice of this, but we're going to do the practice in the context of some translations. So, as usual, we've got some translation sentences here for you, Ayla, to think out how you would work these, and we'll be seeing different versions of, or different examples of, essere verbs. Francesca, can you take this away?
Okay. Allora, numero uno. It's a feminine plural. We went to the cinema.
Can you have a go at that one, Ayla?
Siamo andate al cinema.
Brava.
Esatto, siamo andate al cinema.
Okay.
Poi Stefano and Lucia left at 5.
Okay, so here we're looking for another essere verb, this time to leave, which would be?
Partire.
Partire. So let's see if you can translate. Stefano and Lucia left at 5.
Stefano e Lucia sono partiti alle 5.
Brava. Stefano e Lucia sono partiti alle 5. Now, Stefano is male and Lucia is female, but there we use the partiti form because it's a mixed group, basically. Okay, Francesca, another
okay,
one.
La prossima, attenzione.
Okay, tricky one.
And this is a you plural. Did you walk or did you take the bus?
Okay, interesting. Did you walk or did you take the bus?
So I know the verb to walk is camminare.
Sì. Mm-hmm.
Is that a verb of motion?
Well, there is movement when you walk, obviously, but it doesn't fall into the category of andare, uscire, entrare, because there is not really the idea of a change of place. With okay. andare, you are somewhere and you end up elsewhere, and camminare doesn't really have that connotation. So it goes with avere.
Okay,
so try the sentence then.
Avete camminate?
Okay, I think you are overthinking there.
Okay.
So it takes avere, and therefore there is no agreement with camminare.
So it would be avete camminato.
Sì, brava. Bravissima. Avete camminato?
O avete preso l'autobus?
Bravissima. Good. Well done. It was really hard.
So to take, prendere, but the irregular form of the past participle, preso. Avete preso l'autobus. Avete camminato o avete preso l'autobus? L'autobus. I don't know where the l'autobus. L'autobus. Okay. Okay. Let's try another one.
Okay, the last one. Anna arrived late.
Okay, this one's fairly straightforward. Anna arrived late. Okay, Ayla, have a go at that one.
Anna è arrivata tarda.
Okay, are you sure about arrivata? The verb is arrivare, so it would be
arrivata.
Arrivata. So Anna è arrivata, and then you said?
Tarda?
Tarda, it's... Tarda is not really something referred to Anna, but it's an adverb, as in English, late.
Okay, so it would be tardi.
Tardi, yep. Bravissima. It doesn't matter who arrived late. It stays as it is, tardi. Okay.
So while adjectives agree and we change the, if it were Anna è simpatica, then we would say simpatica for Anna, we would say simpatico for Mark, and so on. That would change, but with tardi, it's an adverb, so it never changes.
Okay.
Okay. Right, that is where we're going to leave our translations, but we do have time for our cultural correspondence section. So, Francesca, you've got an interesting story to tell us this time.
Sì, sì, sì.
Allora, sei pronta?
Io sono pronta.
Vai.
Allora, ciao a tutti e bentornati al nostro appuntamento con il caffè culturale. Allora, now that you have mastered the passato prossimo, I can use all those nice past tenses to tell you a little bit about a famous Italian person e quello che ha inventato. Antonio Meucci è nato a Firenze nel 1808. È cresciuto in questa città e ha anche frequentato l'Accademia di Belle Arti, dove tra tante materie, among many subjects, ha studiato anche fisica. Dopo gli studi ha iniziato a lavorare a teatro, where he could put into practice all the technical skills he had acquired in the Accademia, and started working in particular on the transmission of voice. He was so good that he was asked to take part in an opera production in Cuba, so he moved to Havana with his wife. A Cuba ha continuato i suoi esperimenti e 15 anni dopo si è trasferito a New York. He moved to New York. Unfortunately, we don't really have time here to go into all the details of his life, ma ho una domanda per voi. Perché abbiamo scelto di parlare di questo inventore oggi? Well, my answer will provoke an interesting debate, I'm sure. Siete pronti? Antonio Meucci ha inventato il telefono. I know, many of you will say we are wrong. In realtà, Antonio Meucci è stato il primo inventore del telefono. Ma, siccome non era molto ricco... as he wasn't very rich, non ha potuto brevettare la sua invenzione. He couldn't patent his invention. Solo nel 2002 il Congresso americano ha riconosciuto la sua invenzione con la risoluzione 269. La cosa ancora più interessante, però, è che lui ha inventato il telefono per comunicare con sua moglie. Yes, he invented the phone to communicate with his wife. La signora Meucci was very ill at the time and had to spend most of her time in bed. So, by means of a rudimentary phone, he could call her from his lab and make sure she was okay. Proprio una dolce invenzione. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this caffè culturale on Meucci and the telephone. E adesso vogliamo sapere qual è la vostra invenzione preferita. Visit our Facebook page and share with all our listeners the story of an invention that's important to you. And don't forget to use the passato prossimo. Va bene, grazie allora e al prossimo caffè.
Molto interessante, grazie Francesca.
Prego.
Allora è tutto per questo episodio di Coffee Break Italian, and we hope that you've enjoyed learning a little about how to use essere with the perfect tense. Now, if you'd like more Coffee Break Italian, you can do so with our premium version, with our online course, and the premium version includes the lesson notes and video versions and bonus audio materials. And you can find out all you need to know about that at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And why don't you like us on Facebook? That's at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And don't forget, we are on Twitter at Learn Italian. And if you would like to find out what happens behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages, search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Perfetto. That is it for this episode. We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break Italian.
Ciao, ciao.
Continuate a studiare. Ciao.
Arrivederci. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.